Hello, everybody, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope today is filled with lots of good food and sweet company, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in today to also feast on the Word of God. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. And the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people, from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal for the nations, and will assemble the banished of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not harass Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the shoulder of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels. And he will lead people across in sandals. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt. Amen. So I've been really into jigsaw puzzles lately, and my latest downtime activity has been watching nature documentaries while puzzling away. I know it's nature at work, but every scene of a predator hunting the prey makes me uneasy and wince. Yes, I know it's a circle of life and all of that, but it still makes me a little bit uncomfortable to watch. But Isaiah 11:6-9 has a much different description of what will be, quote, natural in the kingdom of God once Jesus returns. It says that the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will be hanging out with the goat, and that the calf and lion will be together, but a child leading them, a cow and a bear grazing together with their kids playing around, and the lion eating straw like an ox, and a child playing where the cobras live. Huh? What is happening here? Even fairy tales have predators and prey, but in the new heaven and earth, the natural order of the world will be restored to what it was like in the Garden of Eden. The key verse is in verse 9. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the Lord will permeate this new earth. Today, on Thanksgiving Day, we take intentional time to give thanks for all that we are blessed with on this earth. But today's passage is a great reminder that this is not our final home. We are not citizens of this world, and a greater day is to come with the return of Jesus. Jesus, the one who came from the humble and unassuming beginnings from the stump of Jesse, King David's father. Jesus, the one who has the Spirit of the Lord resting upon him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, so that he knows all things and is wise in all of his ways, with a spirit of counsel and might, so that he can lead and shepherd courageously with compassion and care, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, always submitting and honoring the Father with humble reverence, yet holding his divine nature while walking amongst man. We have a lot to be thankful for in this world. Let us not, however, forget that every good thing has come from God and that there is actually more to come. Things that are far more permanent and meaningful than this temporary world that will fade and rust away. So let's turn to Jesus today, the giver of hope, and give thanks for not only what we have now been blessed with, but what is to come in the coming of days. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that because of you, there is a hope that is far greater than we can imagine or hope for, immeasurably greater. We take this day to thank you for your loving kindness and your nearness to us. But that's not all. We long for the day where we can be returned with you, Jesus, a day where true peace will be restored as we worship the Prince of Peace. Help us to be kingdom-minded and to think of the eternal heavenly things today. And may you grant us this perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.